Hachette Audio presents Swingin' a Hit, 9 Innings of What Baseball Taught Me. Written by Paul O'Neill and Jack Curry. Read by Jack Curry. To my family, my friends, and the fans, thanks for everything. Paul O'Neill. For Rob, a devoted big brother who taught me how to throw a ball and swing a bat and cultivated my lifelong love of baseball, thanks for always being there. For Mrs. O, a loving mother-in-law whose abundant baseball knowledge was only surpassed by her endless wisdom and guidance, we all miss you. Jack Curry. Chapter 1. Breaking into the Majors with Pete Rose, the Hit King. I kept peeking to my left and right in the dugout, almost waiting for a security guard to forcefully grab my arm and tell me it was time to leave. I was wearing a splashy Cincinnati Reds uniform with the number 21 and sitting with the other players because I was finally one of them. I was part of the team I adored while growing up in Columbus, Ohio, so I was exactly where I always wanted to be. But I felt like an imposter. Did I really belong? I was 8 days into my major league career, a long-awaited journey that fortunately started with me notching a hit in my first plate appearance. Obviously, that was a monumental relief. But with such a flimsy big league resume, I was still uncertain, and I was still hundreds of at-bats away from feeling secure. Everywhere I turned, I saw another famous face that floored me because these were the men I had idolized. I was playing beside the incomparable Pete Rose, the clutch Tony Perez, and the reliable Davey Concepcion, the players from the vaunted Big Red Machine championship teams I had imitated while imagining Game 7s in my backyard. Those guys were my heroes while they were winning World Series titles in 1975 and 1976. Sitting in that Reds dugout, trying to prevent my knees from shaking and my eyes from growing as wide as Frisbees, I still felt like that kid hitting tennis balls with a 28-ounce Louisville slugger, not an authentic major leaguer. It was so surreal. I had endless baseball dreams, gigantic baseball dreams, just like thousands and thousands of other kids in Ohio. My dad, Charles Chick O'Neill, was a former minor league pitcher, and he taught me to work harder than everyone else.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?